Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We're delighted to have you on board. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion with this issue that we'll be discussing today. We'd be delighted to have you join in. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917, that telephone number, and that telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can have discussion and dialogue with you. We'll be talking about today, Father Knows Best, not government. Well, there used to be a program that comes on television that was on television in the old black and white. Some of you may not remember those television programs before we had color TV. It's called Father Knows Best, and it was a wonderful program, and it was a very, very clear indication of who heads the home, who leads the home. It was Dad in the home. And that was back in the days when Dad really was leader in the home. We're not finding much of that today. In fact, we're finding, contrary-wise, there's a mindset and a movement to replace father with government in our homes. Before we get into the dialogue and discussion on that, perhaps you'd like to be pondering for a moment some of the things you'd like to say in relationship to your dad and how you recall Dad. We'll be discussing that in part today as we look at a very serious study, a thought, an issue. Father Knows Best, not government. But before we get into that monologue, dialogue, and discussion, let me remind you that we're searching for a part-time pianist in our church. When I say part-time, someone that will play the piano on Sunday morning, Sunday evenings, maybe if you're available on Wednesday evenings with a reasonable stipend for compensation for doing so. If you're saved, if you have a talent of playing the piano, looking for a place where you can express that talent in serving the Lord, we'd be delighted to have a dialogue and discussion conversation with you. You can call 262-7777, leave your information that we can get back with you, or schedule a time that we can sit down and have a brief interview to determine your goals, your passions, your interests, and your relationship to the Lord. Keep in mind, we do want a saved person, someone that said yes to Jesus Christ. You know, as you play those hymns, you know in your heart your relationship to God through Jesus. Therefore, it's not just touching the keys, the keyboard. It's expressing your relationship to Jesus through that keyboard and a ministry service to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Part-time pianist. Call us at First Conservative Baptist Church, 262-7777. Let me remind you also that on July the 7th, we'll be celebrating God and Country Day. It's an annual event for us here at First Conservative Baptist Church. We usually try to place the Sunday closest to the July the 4th day. Since July the 4th is on a Thursday, we're having July the 7th for God and Country Day for our celebration of Independence Day. We'll have some wonderful singing. The Groves Family Singers will be here in concert. We'll have the reenactment of the Patrick Henry speech that most of us know, and you've heard the phrase, give me liberty or give me death. But the elongated speech that will be reenacted with Harry McKay, that's dressed as Patrick Henry, speaking as Patrick Henry with a passion and memorization of that entire speech. I urge you, if you've not heard it, it will be wonderful to hear, and you'll be so thankful that you came. We'll have a wonderful message from the Word of God. Then we'll have a barbecue luncheon, and then we'll proceed from there to the small tent on the side of the parking lot that we'll have set up. Well, we're going to have a ceremonial groundbreaking service for our senior living, assisted living and senior living center. It'll be called Shepherd's Care, Florida. It'll be a ministry outreach to the seniors in our area, ministry outreach of our church. we're looking forward to that. We'll have the builders and the engineers and architects, et cetera, on hand. Some of our city and state officials will be present. It'll be a great day. We're looking forward to it. That's on July the 7th. Services start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll go till about noontime or shortly thereafter. Looking forward to having you join us. We've met you on there. We'd love to meet you in person. In fact, while I'm on that, let me extend to you an invitation for this Sunday as we celebrate Father's Day. Father's Day, wonderful opportunity to recognize dads, wonderful opportunity for you to bring dad with you, wonderful opportunity if you've been out of church for a while and you realize God's saying you need to get back in church, get back under the Word. This will be a wonderful time. If you're looking for a church where the Word is proclaimed verse by verse, chapter by chapter, if you're looking for a church where singing honors God and you can hear the words and recognize the words and it brings conviction in the heart to draw us closer to the Lord, then First Conservative Baptist Church is a place for you. We'd love to have you. We're located exactly 1 mile south of I-295 right here in the heart of Mandarin. It's give you a wonderful opportunity for us to meet. We met you on there. We'd love to meet you in person and have you to worship with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a nation today where we have a push to totally and radically changing our Christian heritage. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. We banned God from Congress. We've done that recently when Representative Cohen from Tennessee said you can have God in the temples, you can have God in a cathedral, God in the church, God in the synagogue, but God has no place in Congress. And he's exactly right. That's what they're doing. They ban God in Congress. We've banned God in the Bible in our schools. We ban prayer in Jesus' name in the public arena. You cannot pray in the classroom today. We've now removed the cross that's on public display across the nation. We're removing it gradually, and yet so methodically that is being done. We're destroying our national heritage monuments today across America. We put government in charge of our homes today. Rather than having the Father running our homes, it's government today. If you don't believe that, just look at all the governmental programs it's offered. Look at the governmental programs that's designed to take care of kids before school, after school, during school. Look at the governmental programs where it's supposed to be giving authority to the government to come in and tell you how to have your home set up, to check, make sure you have no weapons in the home, et cetera, et cetera. It's government that's becoming dad in our homes and in our society today. Rather than dads being dad, it's the government. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, today many homes have a father figure, but it's the government that is in charge of the homes. Majority of our children today are living in homes that that are there without a father, a fatherless homes. In fact, some of the statistics have shown and tell us that much of the crime that's committed in America today by teens and teenagers and younger adults is as a result of growing up in fatherless homes where they had no compass, no moral, ethical guidelines, nothing that could say don't or that would provide the biblical spanking that's required by fathers in our homes for the sons and the daughters. It is the government that provides the financial incentives today in our homes, not mom, not dad, not the father. It is the government that says, many welfare programs today will insist that the father of that child cannot be in the home. If the father's in the home, then the funds are cut out. Ladies and gentlemen, that causes fatherless homes more than anything I could think of that it's in the American system today. Fathers need to be in a home. Our society has literally promulgated a war against men, especially those that are fathers in the home. Here's an article that says the unending war against masculinity and men. For the first time in its history, the American Psychological Association, the APA, has issued guidelines for mental health professionals working with men and boys. It's not an exaggeration to say these new guidelines will affect the lives of millions of men and boys for years to come. This article further says masculinity is bad. It's a bad thing. Traditional male qualities like courage, self-reliance, competitiveness, personal ambition, and love of adventure are psychologically harmful. It is the ethical duty, this article says, of psychologists, as well as parents and teachers and coaches, religious community leaders, to root out these masculine pathologies of men and help in the family otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, the article literally saying it's a pretty large article and refers back to a major, major, major study done by the APA, the American Psychological Association, which I believe they need psychological guidance themselves. But literally, it is the underpinning that substantiates the thought and the philosophy across America, that fathers in the home, that dads, that men are wicked, men are evil, therefore men need to be eradicated, if you'd use the Youngblood vernacular. Men ought to be eradicated from the face of the earth. Here, some of these psychological reports and some of these so-called psychologists, as they speak. Here's another article that says, are males being discriminated against on college campuses? The basic article says, a good case can be made that males are discriminated against on college campuses, and the discrimination has grown over time. Men are vastly outnumbered in American universities. Not only are they significantly outnumbered, men are often disproportionately harshly treated in campus discipline actions, often being denied rights routinely and constitutionally provided all Americans on campuses. Colleges spend millions on women's studies programs, but never a dime on men's studies programs. Special efforts are made to get women to study in the STEM disciplines, that's STEM, where men are numerically dominant, but no such effort is made to increase the number of men in the fields where women significantly outnumber men. All women colleges are much more prevalent than all male schools. Arguably, a war against men exists on American college campuses across our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject, Father Knows Best, not government. But if you look at all of the criteria that's being promulgated in society today, if you look at all that the government's doing, all the government is saying, all that our governmental programs are pushing today, you would think that government knows best. Government seems to have the idea that they know how to raise that child from the cradle to the grave. The government seems to feel that they know best as to how to supply our physical, financial, and sociological needs rather than the families. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we are losing the battle being fought against the home. There's a battle to undermine all that God's Word says about mothers and fathers and the home. Just about everything that we find as far as sociological programs today promulgated by the government undermine the warp in the woof. That's the fabric of the home. Somehow, some way, it undermines the father head in the home. It undermines what God's Word says ought to be the norm for the home. Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial us at 831-0917, 831-0917. You can jump in this dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you disagree with me. That's wonderful. Perhaps you've got a tidbit that you'd like to add that would join in the discussion that would enhance what we're saying today. We're talking about fathers and the need to have fathers in the home and need there be the recognition of dad's responsibility in the home. It's Father Knows Best and not government. You can dial us at 831-0917. That is Let's Face the Issues by Dr. Youngblood. We'd be delighted to have you tune in. Join in this dialogue and discussion. There's a battle to undermine all that God's Word says about mothers and fathers in the home according to the Scripture. Government now has the philosophy that government should be the one that controls the home and not dads in the home. Ladies and gentlemen, the government, via the regulations, are taking full control of our children and our families and the decisions that should be made by dads in the home. Here's an article that says, it's AMA, American Medical Association. Kids should overrule parents on medical decisions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that's any more staggering, any more detrimental, and can have more far-reaching effect in the home than this that I'm about to read you a blurb about. The American Medical Association says that kids should have the responsibility to overrule what parents say in relationship to their, that's the child's, medical decisions. The article says children should be able to get vaccines even if their parents don't want them to. Top doctors in the U.S. have ruled. The American Medical Association, the country's largest doctors union, this week voted to give mature children the power of consent. And that phrase, mature children, is highlighted and emphasized in this article. Who decides who the mature child is? Who makes the decision? Is it age? Is it an adult-sounding conversation coming from a 9-year-old? Who makes the decision? The government. That's what they're saying. the government is going to now have the right, and this is all born out of the scare with the measles and the vaccination or non-vaccination. I think when it comes to that, ladies and gentlemen, if I can just put my 2 cents worth in at this point, I believe that it's left up to the parent to make the decision whether that child would be vaccinated or not. Now, you might say, whoa, I think that should be the government's responsibility. No, not on your life. That goes into that child's body by way of the hypodermic injection ought to be the decision that's made by parents. Parents have the responsibility, according to my Bible, to make the determination on the leadership and the determination on what will take place with that child's life and his living. And we have failed so often, I'm afraid, as parents to make that choice and decision. And it's being taken away by the government. The government's making the decision, ladies and gentlemen, has already made the decision that the government knows best and not dads. They're making further decisions now on how that is to be carried out in our homes and with decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you see that even now in our schools, and we'll talk about it more in this broadcast, in our schools, the decision is made by the nurses in the clinics, the campus clinics in our schools make the decision through the medical professionals, whether or not that child can be talked with about transgenderism, whether that child can be referred to an abortion clinic for abortion psychological bent discussion and determination. We're in grave danger as a nation because the home, the family, parental authority, primarily dad's authority, the man's authority in the home, is being undermined and destroyed by government. Yes, I'm saying fathers know best and not government. We need to leave it up to the fathers in the homes. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a massive article, and I'll read you just a blurb or two from it. It's about the state of Oregon on the left coast, where it's the planet of the fruits and the nuts. You may be from Oregon, and if you're from Oregon, you and I both know why. It's because you've left the planet of the fruits and the nuts, the left wings, on the left coast. Here's an article that says, Oregon becomes the first state to mandate universal home visits of all families with newborn children. In this article, it says, government-approved family, and it's showing the government seal of approval placed on the face of mom and dad, two children, and the family. This article says, one of the key pieces of Governor Brown's legislation is the beginning investment in a six-year program to create universal home visits for new parents. The Beaverton Times, Valley Times, interviewed Patrick Allen, the director of the Oregon Health Authority, who reportedly expressed excitement at the prospect of requiring home visits of all new parents, including adoptive parents. Ladies and gentlemen, this new home visit program will allow the government to send agents into your door if you're in Oregon and can check your home to make sure it's safe for your adopted child, make sure it's safe for a newborn baby. And in that safe check, they determine if you have any weapons. They determine if you have anything that, in their opinion, would be harmful for that child. This article further says, more ways to take away children and collect government funding. What about the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States? The rights of the people to be secure in their homes, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued upon the without probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or thing to be seized. The federal program is stated to be voluntary. But Oregon seems to want to take it a step further and make government home visits mandatory. Ladies and gentlemen, that cancels the Fourth Amendment that gives you the right to say no on governmental intrusion to come in and search your home. And that's being done now in the state of Oregon on the pretense that it's to help that child, that newborn, or that new adopted child that you brought into home. Ladies and gentlemen, that's opening Pandora's box because government thinks they know best about how to have a home, how to raise a child, and what to do. But I say biblically, and it's with total biblical authority, that I say that father knows best and not government when it comes to the home and how the home ought to be carried out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a parent's responsibility, not government, when it comes to our children. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Now, that's not talking about harsh abuse. That's talking about spanking a child. Some say that, you know, your child does something good, you pat him on the head, He does better, you pat him on the back. He does bad, you pat him a little further down and a little harder. And that's what the Bible is saying. And it's the parents' responsibility, not government's responsibility. And it's certainly not government's responsibility to enter an intrusion, as in the Oregon case where they are doing that by law. They're going in and violating the Fourth Amendment right. They're searching the homes and will make a determination whether or not that parent is spanking the child or going to spank the child, whether or not that parent has the responsibility to do so and can take that child away at the whim of government. Ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Most parents know that text. Most have heard it stated. Let me give it to you as it will come in a totally translated from the Hebrew text in a transliteration of the text. Train up a child the way, the bent, the leaning that he should go, not that he wants to go, and when he shall have become old, he will not have departed from it. That places the ultimate responsibility on dad's shoulder and mom's shoulder in the home to train that child. In fact, in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and following, it is very, very clear that we're to teach that child, our children, dads. Listen, dads, it's the dad's responsibility to teach that child about God, to teach that child the scriptures, that dad's responsibility to pray with that child, to develop that child, and to nourish and admonish that child in the home to love the Lord. Proverbs 19:18 says, chasten thy son while there's hope, and let not the soul spare for his crying. Yet the government would say that it's child abuse if a parent spanks the child. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very, very clear that a child is the heritage of the Lord in the home. Psalms 127 and verse 3. Our children are an heritage from the Lord. Yet the government will say that somehow, some way, that they have control on that child. They're now supposedly the one that's the authority on whether that child needs to have some type of inoculation, a vaccination, or something beyond the parent's control. The government is now saying they have the right to enter the home and search the home and decide if you have something that might be harmful to that child, or if you are going to spank that child, and to go in and search and seize without any authority by a warrant or anything expressed in our declaration rights and the Bill of Rights and the Fourth Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the government that via the public school system today that's now destroying our children with the LGBTQ agenda and Planned Parenthood and abortion and transgenderism. It's the school, ladies and gentlemen, the governmentally controlled school that's taking the responsibility to train that child and brainwash that child and destroy any integrity of the scripture in that child's heart or mind. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good morning. I'm going to toss a handful of shekels into the conversation, Dr. Youngblood. Yeah, well, obviously the enemy's trying to destroy the families. However, when we finally have realized eschatology, I always like to dwell on Malachi, my messenger. Behold, I'm going to send you Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of Yahweh, and he will restore or turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So eventually, it'll all come to pass, and in the meantime, it'll be a fight.
Absolutely, it is a fight, it is a battle, and I believe Christians need to wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and understand that we're in an arm-to-arm combat in our nation today, and it's the battle for the heart and the soul of our nation, and it's the battle for the heart and the soul of our nation via our children, via the family, to undermine the family. But I am thankful for the fact that, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ ultimately is going to come. And when he does, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be peace, prosperity, and plenty, and that millennial reign as the world has never witnessed. But we're in the battle today. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
And we'll have our heavenly coffee. You know what the heavenly coffee is?
What is it?
A cup of Hebrew.
A cup of Hebrew. That's right.
Hallelujah. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you, and God bless you for your input today. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a battle, and we need to recognize that battle is hand-to-hand combat, and it's a battle for the heart and the soul of the nation, and it's done so through the battle with government's takeover. Here's an article that Mike Huckabee has given us. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, is claiming that the LGBTQ equality movement is the greatest threat to the American moral fabric. The biggest threat, he says, to biblical principles today is the failure to apply biblical standards to maleness and femaleness. Huckabee also blamed the Christian church for failing to teach Americans what biblical marriage should look like. People are afraid if they are really biblical, it will alienate people, and I think that's nonsense, he said. But progressive Christian groups have come to different conclusions about the biblical marriage. Looks like United Church of Christ, the Episcopal Church, and the Presbyterian Church have adopted affirming stances. Ladies and gentlemen, that means they're affirming the LGBTQ, the sodomite lifestyle, and that's taking place today in and through multiple denominations, and it's undermining and destroying the moral fabric of our homes. And it's done through the churches today because so many of our denominations want to be embracive, and they want to embrace all of these aberrant lifestyles because they're saying, we love you enough, we want you to stay in our church and don't go down the road. And they are not wanting to tell people that you're going to die and go to hell if you continue that lifestyle that the LGBTQ is promulgating, and it's being brainwashed in our children in our governmentally controlled schools. And I'm saying today, ladies and gentlemen, that Father knows best and not government. Our kids are being taught in school through abortion counseling, through sex education, the LGBTQ agenda, the promiscuousness that's being taught. They teach our children how to convert to Islam by saying the Islamic prayer of conversion. Our schools are providing some of the largest schools in particular, health clinics that provide abortion referrals and abortion preparation and all kinds of instruments and oddities that you would not even want to talk about on radio or television, sex apparatuses. They're teaching the children, our kids in school, that it's all right, yet they wonder why we have a promulgation and a continual growth in abortions in the teens and the young people in our nation today. Because what's being taught in school, it's raw pornography. Our children are literally being controlled by the governmental schools today, not by the parents. And the Bible mandates that the dad, the fathers, are responsible for the moral, ethical, spiritual training in our homes. We have in the church today, we have abandoned the biblical concept for the home. There's a good source for us to look at if we want to understand quickly in the last few minutes of this broadcast, if we want to understand what the parent's responsibility is, what the father's responsibility is, and it's found in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 18 through 21. Time won't allow a deep exegetical study of it, but there's the principle of submission revealed in the 18th verse. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. There must be the submission of the wife. That doesn't mean that the wife is the doormat, that she's the punching bag, but she's to be submissive to the husband. God has placed the husband over the wife as head of the home, and it's the husband that has the awesome responsibility to be obedient to God. Then there's the principle of love that is required in that 19th verse. We're looking at Colossians, the 3rd chapter. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. It is the powerful command. Husbands, love your wives. It's in the imperative voice. It's a command that the husband love the wife. If the husband loves the wife and is willing, as in Ephesians 5:22 and following says, is willing to give himself for the wife as Christ gave himself for the church, there won't be any problem with the wife submitting to the husband. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about father knows best and not government. And it means that the father must be the head of the home. It means the father must lead the home. It means the father must take the responsibility before God to teach that child, to discipline that child, and to train that child to love the Lord Jesus Christ. And it takes the wife working with the father, being submissive and holding the hands up of the father and meeting out discipline and carrying out the responsibility. Husbands, love your wives. And then there is the principle of obedience reminded in verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, not some things, but all things, for it is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's submission of the wife in the home, if there's love from the father in the home, if there's obedience for the child in the home, for mom and dad's authority and leadership role, then we will have a happy home, a home that is the fundamental foundation for all that takes place in America that's good and godly. It is fathers know best and not government. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.